Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true transparency pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Preds tweeted over the weekend, step one, sign Ryan Ellis. Christopher Martel. Love talking about the Preds with Christopher Martel. At @KMartel_sports. Christopher, what's up, man? How are you?
I'm doing just well. How are y'all doing this afternoon?
Doing well. If you were Ryan Ellis, would you play this contract out this last year of the deal and then just test the open market? Or would you probably end up taking a little bit less money for that security to go ahead and get it done?
Well, I think the biggest thing I'd be looking at if I'm Ellis is where's my best chance to win, you know, and if the money I'd be getting from other clubs, do they provide me with the same chance that the Predators would provide me in a chance to win a Stanley Cup here in the next handful of years? And I think that's the big thing that Ryan Ellis has got to consider for himself. I think Nashville's in a really good position right now to where they have a lot of young talent. Both offensive and defensively, they have by far the best defensive core in the NHL that he's a part of. And goaltending-wise, you've got Rene, who just won the Vezina Trophy, and you got UC Staros, who's going to be the number one goaltender for the Predators here in the next couple of years. So if you look at that and think to yourself, okay, can I sacrifice $1 million of a potential $8 or $7 million contract for a better chance to win, do I do that? And I think the answer there, I mean, potentially is yes.
It's an interesting question. Here's what David Poile said, naturalpredators.com.
Met with Ryan Ellis' agent here, and, you know, meetings are always good, and we've almost got it done. We've only got two things to figure out, the length of the term and the amount of money. So it's the usual negotiation, but he wants to be with us. We want to have him, so it's just, I'd say, a normal negotiation. But, again, it's our priority, and I don't really see us doing anything, you know, with our club or making any big changes or trades until we know the status of Ryan. So we're going to continue to push forward on that.
Is that the final countdown?
Some sweet final countdown in the background.
That's
there,
really
too.
Appropriate.
Bonus with Poile. Yeah, here we are.
So, Martel.
Things have to be the same again.
We're almost there. We just got to figure out length and dollars.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, that's just, of course, there's nothing much else to go past just but length and dollars.
Yeah.
You know, I think when you look at that and listen to what Poile says, of course, length of contract and dollars is the most important thing for any contract, which is the whole entirety of the contract itself. I think, you know, if you're Ryan Ellis, you got to look for 6 to 7 years. And if he's on the open market, is he getting more than $7 million? Yes. But with the Predators, I don't think he gets more than $7 million. I personally think he gets around 6.5 if he stays with the Predators.
Just totally
because,
agree.
Yeah. And just
with
because,
a longer length of a deal, like
yes.
Stability, this is home.
Yep.
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly. And, I mean, you have to look at what Nashville's got. I mean, of course, Subban is locked in for the next 4 years at $9 million. Ekholm at a steal at $3.75 million. Yossi, this year, next year, $4 million. Guarantee you he's going to get Subban money after that. So I think it's really going to be, does Ryan Ellis want to take 6.5 to 7 with a longer term secured in Nashville for the next 7 to 8 years for, I guess, the duration of his career, or does he want bigger money elsewhere?
I feel like the thought out there is that when you look at cap space, maybe the Preds don't have as much as they really do, because the cap moves to $80 million. Where are the Preds when it comes to that? And I know it's kind of getting in the weeds and certain contracts and when they're done and when they're out, but where are they when you do look at cap space?
Well, right now they got about $12 million projected after they get everything taken care of in terms of the restricted free agents and whatnot. So with $12 million, and the potential for the cap rising again as the years progress. I mean, you're looking at, I mean, you got to really think it, because these numbers, this is pretty big stuff. Because if Ryan Ellis gets $6.5-7 million, PK Subban's got $9 million, Rowan Yossi around $9 million in a couple of years, and you put that with Matthias Ekholm, and you've got four guys making your $30 million on your roster. And that doesn't include Ryan Johansson at $8 million, Forsberg and Turris at $6 million each. Mm. And so right there, it's $50 million. And you add in Smith and Arvidsson, and that's almost $60 million. And there were UC Saros is going to have to get paid. So you're really, you've got the core of your roster intact, but you still need the depth players, the role players on the team. And those are still going to cost money. So, it comes into play here eventually that cap space is going to become an issue. $12 million doesn't seem like a whole, well, it seems like a lot of money, but in reality, it's not a whole lot when it comes to an NHL team and what they can actually do with it.
Well, and that's got to leave money as well for Tavares, you know, since the Preds are.
Yeah, he's on the list.
Still in the mix. So you're saying there's a chance, right?
Yeah. That actually, that's been making its way around today that the Predators apparently, a phone call with David Poile may have enticed Tavares to speak with the Predators in his discussion period. Do I think it happens? Absolutely not. I would be the shocked of, it would be as shocking as if Whataburger opened a restaurant in Nashville. That's how shocked I would be.
Okay.
I'm just telling you, I just don't think it's going to happen. Not because the Predators aren't a good fit for Tavares. They'd be a great fit for Tavares, but I just don't know logistically how they can do it, how they could afford to give him $9 to $10 million a season and still be able to get Roman Yossi and Ryan Ellis signed for 6 to 7 years. I just don't know how they can do it. I mean, if they can finagle a way to get him a little bit cheaper, maybe. But I just don't see it happening.
Yeah, those teams from Barstool Sports, San Jose Sharks, Dallas Stars, Toronto Maple Leafs, Boston Bruins, New York Islanders, and potentially the Tampa Bay Lightning and or the Nashville Predators get a visit.
I think Tampa Bay and Nashville have to get an include there just because of how successful they are going to be here in the next couple of years.
We've talked a lot about the vets. Not a big draft class. Titans and Preds with a lot in common draft-wise. Not a whole lot of picks, but maybe some quality where there's not a lot of quantity with the picks in the four guys?
Maybe so. When it comes after the second and third round, it's really a coin flip of how these players are going to do. I mean, you've got guys in here that USHL products, maybe products over across the ocean with the Swedish Elite League. It's, you don't really know how they're going to turn out. I mean, their first pick came in the fourth round. They took I believe it's pronounced Joaquin Kondalik. I could be wrong.
He's a big dude, right?
He's 6'6". I mean, that's a monster, man. That's a monster guy. 6'6", and he's got 34 points in 44 games in the USHL this year. So, I mean, that's a big centerman. If he could potentially even break Nashville's roster in the next 4 to 5 seasons, I mean, that'd be great. But when you come into the fourth and the fifth and the sixth and seventh round, you never know what you're going to get. I know Nashville, they picked a goaltender with their final pick in the draft, Milan Klucek, from the Czech Republic. And this guy is, he's 20 years old, 6'3", but he had a 2.25 goals against average and a 9.25 save percentage with, a team out of the Czech Republic. And, you know, that's about the numbers that Rene was recording when he was playing in Finland. So, Nashville's scouting agency is just phenomenal. They do a great job, kind of really finding their talent overseas, and especially goaltending. So if a seventh round draft pick, becomes a great goaltender for the Predators here in 6 or 7 years, it wouldn't surprise me one bit.
prospect camp going on right now? What are the biggest storylines that you're looking at? Christopher Martell with us.
Ellie Tolvin. Ellie Tolvin is probably the biggest name, biggest story you're looking at right now. Of course, Dante Fabro as well. But Ellie Tolvin, and a lot of people are going to sit there and say, you know, hey, he's probably going to make the roster this year. And I continue to say this week after week, pump the brakes on Ellie Tolvin. I'm just saying, you got to give this kid time to develop. The best case, how I compare him, and this came from Brian Ploil as well, who's the assistant GM for the Predators. Mm-hmm. They compare him a lot to Kevin Fiala. And Fiala took 2 to 3 years to really develop. He came over, played a couple of games his very first year, but you know, it took him 2 or 3 years to really get in the swing of things for Nashville. And I expect the same thing from Tolvanen, but he still needs time. I mean, I this is not a guy who you need to expect him to put up 40, 50 goals next year or even make the team next year. Mm. So when he doesn't make the Predators lineup out of training camp, don't be surprised and don't come to me saying I didn't tell you so.
Okay.
So I'm just, people just need to pump the brakes a little bit on him.
Hey, when's the book going to drop? For people who don't know, we're talking to a real live bona fide author here. When's the book dropping, dude?
The book is Tells from the Nashville Predators, greatest stories, in the history of the team. I tried to get as many as I could, but there's so many great stories. It looks like probably I'm thinking about 6 months. So it's probably gonna be about around the holiday season. It's going to drop. Hopefully it'll be a little bit earlier than that, but holiday season would probably be pretty well. So, look for it, either of course on Amazon. You can probably find it in bookstores, and you can find it from me personally. I'll be selling copies as well.
Just right out of the trunk of your car.
A little Christmas
right
gift.
Out the trunk of my car. Yes.
I like it, yeah.
It's like the Dave Matthews Band back
Christmas
in the day.
Christmas is done.
See what happened to them. Thanks, Martell.
It's my pleasure, y'all.